All right, so I'm not talking to the guy who saved the woman.
Oh, wow.
From the cliff.
Oh.
Okay.
Got the guy who put the girl on the cliff.
We're going to talk to the guy who put the girl on the cliff.
Hey, Doug, that goes
more here. Interesting.
Right.
Let's see. It's Dave Pikert from Concentric Brewing Company. Good morning.
Yes, sir. Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
So I thought we were going to talk to Drew, and Drew saved someone from like a 100-foot cliff.
Right.
But we're talking to you.
I went up a 100-foot cliff.
Nice.
You went up on a 100-foot cliff.
He didn't have to save me, though.
Oh, okay,
so
good.
So he made it successfully down.
Yeah.
So this guy went up and came down, yes.
Up and down, yeah.
Wow. Yeah. So do you, is everybody over at Concentric, like, rock climbers?
not exactly.
Okay.
That was back in high school.
Oh.
Right. That's what we used to do. Climb the Southfield Mountain.
Nice.
And sure straight up.
Oh, I remember that.
Right.
And, you know, a few died, but we made it.
A few died.
A few died.
That's why they named some most. They named some beer after them.
Really? So that was the thing? Like, everybody would try to climb that, and some people didn't make it?
Well, not no one from our school, but people had climbed that didn't. Yeah.
Didn't
they went
make
down
it.
The quick way.
Like a... Yeah.
Right.
They took the express.
Where is that?
Suffield. I'm from West Suffield. I know what he's talking about.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Have you climbed it?
Yeah.
Wow.
You have?
Yeah.
It's like a ritual.
In like high school, yeah.
Like a rite of passage over there.
Oh, damn.
Wow. See, I don't climb.
I'm afraid of heights.
Yeah, same
here. Really?
When I was a kid, I would climb everything, and now I'm not interested.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't do well.
No.
But it was, a couple beers. And
yeah.
Right.
So we did.
Yeah, the train trestle.
Liquid courage.
That crosses the Housatonic in Shelton and Derby.
Okay.
That thing is, I would say that's probably three stories high.
That's
the top
high.
Of it.
That's high, yeah.
And we would climb it by shimmying up the beam.
Okay.
And putting our feet on the rivets.
Yeah.
And you'd get up there, and it's nuts.
Yeah.
Like, the wind could just blow you right off. I think of that stuff now, and I'm like, why the hell did I do that stuff?
Because, were you drunk?
Not really.
Because drinking helps.
Yeah.
You will be.
Yep.
Right. In a few minutes.
So you grew up in the area, and you would do all that nutty stuff, and then how do you go about becoming a brewer?
Well, all of us, the three of us had... homebrewed for a while, many years, and found a passion for it, and put together a business plan, and a lot of patience, a lot of hard work.
How do you put together a business plan? What do? Where do you start?
Google.
Google, yeah. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Right.
Google has everything.
For the most part.
Yep.
So a business plan has to be make good beer.
Right.
That's one.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, for us, it's make good beer.
Yeah,
have a cool place to come and visit. And
right.
A place you want to come back and bring your friends.
How long have you been open?
A little over 2.5 years now.
How's it going?
Good.
Yeah.
Good. Really good. We're ahead of expectation.
It is a cool place.
Yeah.
You can buy food there, too, while you're there.
Have you been there?
Yeah. I was there a couple months ago.
You did comedy there, right?
Yeah.
This is why they're on, because you said...
Right. I mentioned them. Like, yeah.
They're great.
Yep.
Thank you, AJ.
Thank you. Yeah, no, it's a great place, and it's a cool bar. It's a nice vibe over there. You can play games and stuff like that.
It's like a giant circle bar or something.
Yes. Right. And they also have food. You can buy food there while you're there. A little outdoor
and the food
area.
Is like a farm to table,
right?
It is
situation,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Feel free to fill me in on any of this stuff.
He's like,
yeah, I'm pulling here.
Chef Chris Sassy has got a passion for using local ingredients. He's had some relationships with some of the farms, even in town, Portland. And this is his first time he's worked in Portland. So, we're thrilled to introduce the farm to table food option and. Pairs great with our wonderful beer.
And it's cool when you go outside, you get a nice view of the bridge, the Argonne Bridge.
Yeah. I love that bridge.
Yeah.
It's pretty.
That nighttime looks spectacular. I'm like, wow.
Do people jump off that to go swimming? Do they jump off
it
to
the opposite?
So when you jump off that,
the final swim, maybe.
You're not coming out.
Yes.
You guys can probably see the fireworks 4th of July.
Oh,
over
absolutely.
There. Yeah.
That's the biggest day of, that's our biggest day of the year.
Yeah. Oh, is that right?
Yeah. By 2.5 times any other big day.
Got the outdoor patio area,
yeah.
Watch it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Hmm. Yep.
Yeah, but speaking of that bar, it's like it's the largest circular bar in Connecticut.
Nice.
How do you know?
I believe it.
We don't. We think it is.
I love that.
It sounds good.
Yeah,
show me a bigger bar. If someone measures it, they need a freaking light.
Truth be told, we don't even know if there is another circular bar in Connecticut, but it's pretty massive. It's wrapped with some Kentucky bourbon barrel staves.
Oh, cool.
Backlit with LEDs. So it's a centerpiece for sure.
Yeah, it sounds like a real cool place.
It really is.
What were you doing before you opened the brewery?
Financial planner.
Nice.
Oh, that's why the business plan, all this stuff. So you're that guy.
That guy, yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then you got a creative guy.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
you got to have a creative guy.
Absolutely. That's not me. That's
you're
Brian.
You're the math
Brian
guy.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, Brian does a lot of math and science, too, in brewing. He's the one who comes up with, we could come up with names. I mean, it's a collective effort between Drew, Brian, and I.
What were some of the rejected names?
Of the business or the beers?
Let's go with the beers.
Give me the Trots one.
But recently,
the Trots.
Recently, Portland, Portland Latte. It was a light beer and
latte.
A light beer.
Right.
How do you decide if it's good or not? Do you go with gut or do you do some kind of research or?
Hell no, we just run with it. We hope it sells.
See who salutes it. Yep.
Snoop around, see if it's used anywhere else.
Right.
Which is like tough.
Right.
We get an idea and a name. We move it. Like Bridge Traffic is one of our beers.
What's your big one? Is that the one, Bridge Traffic?
Nope. Awkward. Well, that's a good one, but it's Awkward Family Photos is the...
I love that
family
name.
Photos, yeah. Yes, because after a couple of beers, you have an Awkward Family Photo.
No, but it's great because, like, do you ask people for their Awkward Family Photos and then post them on the cans or whatever? Or?
I like that.
That's funny.
No, we don't do that, but it's a good idea, though.
Spin-off
can. It is. Yeah. See?
Or have a board, some dedicated spot in the place, or a screen that's rotating Awkward Family Photos.
We're giving them free ads
right
now.
That's
good.
That's fun.
We'll give you one.
Oh, yeah.
And we have Dave Pikert. What do you do with them? Your numbers guy?
Yeah, they call me the CFO. That gets me to do the paperwork.
Gotcha.
Okay, CFO.
Nobody else wants to do it.
You feel good, yeah.
How many people are there in the brewery?
It's about just under 20 people.
20 people?
Yep.
And then how many partners?
Three partners. Three managing partners.
So who's the CEO?
We don't use that acronym.
Ah.
Oh.
Right. They're all CEOs.
Yes.
Right.
Oh.
Three managing partners.
Gotcha.
There we go.
Nice. Okay.
So we got Brian's head brewer.
All right, so he's in charge of that.
Yep.
Drew is. You don't go in there and say, this is how you make the beer.
See, I don't. Yeah,
that's
no,
right.
I don't want to do that. Yeah.
Yeah. And he doesn't come in and say, this is how we do the numbers.
He doesn't want to do that either.
He doesn't want to do that.
What does he want to do?
Now, what does Drew do?
Brew and drink beer. That's what. And Drew?
Yeah.
Drew's called the factotum, I think it's called.
Factotum. What does that mean?
That has nothing to do with facts.
Sounds like an affliction.
He's a repair man.
Oh.
Does a lot of the maintenance, keeps the place running when things teeter totter. He uprights it.
So
we all got our own. It really works out well. There's three of us that have a lot of. We have a different series of specialties. So and it's a good. Mix.
Take a look at this guest card, by the way.
Okay,
this is from the numbers guy.
Oh wow.
I hope that you don't submit papers like this to the IRS.
Well, I'd have torn.
Look at this.
They have torn.
No, both.
So
both
what did you write
torn.
On top of
both
this paper?
Both are torn when we send them in.
Well, okay.
Why did you rip this off? You wrote something here. I was like, nah, I'm not.
The dog ate the other half. Like the guy's passport and dumbass news.
This is great. Yeah. And I got it while he was sitting here.
Right.
So I was like, lots of time to spend with
him. I remember the one funny thing when we did comedy over at Concentric was they had these barrels, and the thing was they had some nails sticking out, and you didn't dare move that nail. If you pulled that nail out, bad things would happen.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
What?
So, there was some kind of nail.
That's how we test the beers that are aging in the barrels.
Right. So that was the first thing I said, do not pull this nail out of here. So we spent the entire evening like, don't go near that nail. Bad
you
things
unleash
will happen.
The ghosts and the spirits of the brews.
Actually, I think it's more.
No, you'll unload the beer onto the floor. And that's what happened.
Yeah, and then we got to pay for it. So
why would there be a nail in the barrel?
Because that's how we test it.
The
barrels,
you pull the nail
contained.
Out,
so we don't, no oxygen going in. We're just pulling off the barrel.
Just get a little,
the side
get a little
of it.
Drink.
Yeah, and then you just test it and put the nail back in.
Yep. Yeah, we were scared assless of that nail.
No
all
oxygen.
Night all night
is
long.
That an old school thing or something you guys discovered?
Oh, no, that's what you need to do. You have to.
Okay, you need
you
to do it, but
you
did you come up with it or was
no,
it something
no.
that was done?
No, hell no. We learned it from someone else.
I remember.
That's the cool thing about the brewery business.
It's like
everybody's friends with each other. We all get along.
I like that. Yes. And then you tour and one another, and then, hey, what about this? Hey, you see this nail over here?
I just remember how the tone changed. Like, hey, welcome to Kingdom. Whatever you do, don't touch this nail. And we're like, why? What happened with the nail? And Art got too close. I'm like, is there really, get away from the nail!
Yeah. Is there really beer in that thing that you're hiding, or is it like missing brewers?
We didn't go near it. We didn't go near it. I stayed the F
don't
away
touch the
it.
Nail. That's
don't
all you need to know.
Don't touch the nail. The more drunk I got, the further I stood away from that nail. I'm like, don't go near the nail!
That's interesting. Yeah, so... And when you're testing that beer, are you determining that it needs to sit in the barrel longer, or what are you?
Yeah, exactly. You okay. just want to get a sense of where it's at. Where's that? If it's got enough, imparted enough of the oak or the vanilla, whatever from the barrel.
We have a lot of great breweries in Connecticut, and you guys and girls make it seem easy.
They nailed it. Hey-o.
Hey.
Yeah, so look at the nails.
So from... Dave's guest card.
The blue scratch, yes.
Oh, jeez.
Weirdest, most random job you've ever had.
Oh, I'd love to hear this.
Cleaning the office of the NASA guy at Hamilton Standard Aircraft.
The NASA guy?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, nicest office you could imagine. Dark wood, air conditioning.
Right, yeah.
It's like crazy.
Yeah, I like it like that.
And somehow I was on the floor to clean his, I was in high school, a job, after school job. And it was a NASA guy. It was a big, beautiful, dark blue carpet.
Did it say that on the door?
Yeah.
Like NASA guy.
NASA guy. Oh, yeah. Right. It was NASA guy. Definitely okay. NASA guy.
Yeah. He left. He wanted to touch his moon rocks. I'm out of here. I ain't touching no moon rocks.
But he had this barrel with a nail in it.
That's
where he got the idea.
Right. That's where we got it. Yeah.
Don't remove the nail.
Right. Bad things will happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, we also worked on tobacco. Heck, that was what we did back in those days. Yeah, that was fun.
They let anyone work at the tobacco fields, too. Anybody, it was like 13-year-olds picking tobacco in Suffield. That was the thing you did.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now?
Yeah. You didn't. There was no real,
Yeah.
There was no choice. You just did it.
Yeah. Right.
And
right.
They hired you.
Yeah, they hired
you. Warm
let me
body
see
coming in.
Okay.
Here we go.
Cheap labor.
You're picking tobacco.
Oh, wow. Yeah, you can't do that now.
Wow.
Nobody wants it. It's the worst job on the planet.
Right.
Is it the worst job on the planet?
For me, it was.
Picking tobacco?
For me, it has been. Dirtiest, most, just disgusting.
It's really?
Fortunately, we knew the family owned the farm, and when I was 16, I got to drive the tractor for the next few years.
Drive around all the tobacco pickers.
I would think a worst job would be cleaning porta potties.
Yeah. But
think about you're outside in the sun for like 10 hours, no shade at all.
Right.
And you're just standing there working. Yeah,
a hell of a tan.
Under, I grew in shade tobacco, so it was like underneath tents and humidity. And
hot.
That was
shade tobacco.
Nasty.
Right, they called it weed. That stuff hidden over there, shade tobacco. Let's count the money.
The other thing about Dave here we're learning is it says most random thing in your car right now, tons of beer in the car.
No.
I was on the way over.
Tons of beer.
Right.
Tons of beer on the way over.
Right. Now it's over here.
Okay. So
which
not
is
all
now
the
in
time.
Front of
now
you
it's here.
So I was going to say, you get into a car accident, it's just going to smell like beer everywhere.
Right.
none of them were open.
The car's spinning around. It smells like beer.
Well, everybody, when we started having breweries, and everyone said, you got to have these guys in because they're great.
Yep.
And then AJ went there and said, oh, man.
Yep.
Big fans of the show.
Huge fans of the show, and they have a nail. Yes.
They have a nail.
They got for the nail.
Yeah.
I'm being told it's called the Vinny Nail, by the way.
The Vinny Nail.
The Vinny Nail? How did it get that name?
Vinny nailed it?
Vinny's the one, I guess.
Vinny put it there? That's the Vinny Nail. We just knew, stay away from it. Don't touch the nail.
And then have there been any beer flavors suggested that you said, yeah, that's just not going to go?
People come up with crazy ideas for us. Cucumber is one of the
right.
It sounds
more
refreshing.
Like a vodka.
Good
in a seltzer.
Seltzer.
That stuff comes in. Yeah, exactly.
Are you guys making seltzer yet? Are you getting
we
into
are.
That? Yeah,
hard
everyone's
seltzer.
Doing
we
that.
Got a
right?
watermelon seltzer coming
nice.
Out. I think any day now.
You think that's
we've had
the
it
future?
Already. It's coming back. Yeah. Well, there's always trends, right? So that's one
right.
of them.
Yeah.
People want to drink a little. Lighter, especially in the summer.
Right, for the guys. Yeah. For the guys.
Right.
For the guys, it's like, your friends can't see you drinking this.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Well, thank you guys for coming in. We appreciate it.
Yeah, man.
For being fans of the show. I love Drew's card. What's this morning ritual? Cup of coffee, Chaz and AJ in the morning.
Nice.
Love it.
Thank you.
We're big fans of you guys, too.
Oh, yeah.
And we're linked up to all things Concentric Brewing Company on the radio station website. Thank you, Dave.
Thank you very much.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your child deserves an education that sets them up for success. K-12 knows that learning isn't one size fits all and has options tailored to each child's needs, interests, and goals for the future. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn at their speed, at home, from state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.